FM 90.3 WGTL, your home for Christ Community Music, Big Daddy Weave, Alive, Maverick City Music's Fear Is Not My Future, Johnny Diaz, Joy. Hey, good morning, Annie and Fred with you at 7:04.
Good morning, friends. Happy Monday. Today's light reflection is from John 8:12. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." C.S. Lewis once said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else." Faith in the Lord Jesus opens our eyes to the realities of life and the quality of life that God intended us to have. Though we live in a fallen world with brokenness and sin, we live with the awareness that Jesus came to give us a life that abounds in grace and leads to a heavenly future. Jesus is our source of light that we need for moral direction, hope, and eternal life. This light reflection inspires us to follow Jesus in the year to shine.
And Annie and I have a very special guest this morning. We want to introduce you to Corey Rosen. Corey is the host of the Story Podcast. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning. Good morning.
So great to have you here. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Good. Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
I just want to shout out my friends and family and all the musicians that have helped me build that podcast over since past April.
Yeah, so you've now done 113, is that right?
113, yep.
That's amazing. And where can folks listen to your podcast?
People can listen to it on Spotify, on Facebook.com/ The Story Corey Rosen, or they can go to my website, Corey Rosen Productions, that's CoreyRosen Productions.com.
And you do them from Studio B over at Lancaster Bible College.
That's right.
Yeah, and it looks a lot like this studio, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. And what gave you the idea to do the story?
So when I went to Lancaster Bible College, I quickly realized that there was a giant space of musicians and worship in that area, and theater especially. For those who don't know, a lot of my colleagues went to work at the Fulton, went to work at Sight and Sound, went to work on Broadway, some of them. And I just realized, wow, these are really talented people. And we had some of our professors had been, you know, Joe Von John on Broadway had been some of them. One of the instrument teachers was a Grammy Award winning musician. So
yeah.
And then from there, I realized, oh, wow, there is a lot of talent here from all over the place. Philly's an hour away. New York's 3 hours. Pittsburgh's 4. You know, Baltimore, D.C. area, 2 hours and a half somewhere. This is a really good collection of where music happens. And then this past year, I started going out and gigging around with my piano at TELUS or wherever, and I realized there's a lot of other talented people, musicians, original music here as well. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool if this was highlighted in some way? Wouldn't it be cool if I could collect the experiences of all these people and put it in one spot for those musicians who are struggling, because the music industry is not a nice one, shall we say, or an easy one to navigate.
Or an easy one, yeah, definitely.
So I thought it would be great to get some of these stories, because musicians have some of the wildest stories you could ever believe. And that's what I did. I set out to document and highlight these musicians, hopefully get them some work, and just highlight their experiences, because it's a lot of fun, and I love creating community.
Yeah, and you've done Katie Miller from Sight and Sound.
I have.
Our friend Steve Courtney, Cassidy Martin, who used to be our colleague here. Do you have any favorites from all the 113 shows you've done?
Absolutely. One of my highlights so far has been Daryl Davis, a jazz musician that played with Chuck Berry. He knows everyone who's anyone in the roots and blues scene, the Fats Dominoes, the Bruce Springsteens, the Jerry Lee Lewis's. And he's just an inspiring human being with the work, with the race reconciliation work that he does as well. That's one of been my highlights so far.
Well, that's very cool. Well, it's great to have you here. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming in and shadowing us and hanging out with us. It's wonderful to let people know about the Story Podcast. Coming up, we've got more music for you, Disciple, Holland, and much more next.